good morning. We're dealing with ice and slick conditions this morning, but that's not as bad as flooding on the west side of the mountains. Several streets in Albany are closed today because of heavy flooding there.
Periwinkle Creek, which normally there's a walking path and a little creek that runs by, is at street level. So there's quite a bit of water in the city of Albany.
That's Wanda Omdahl with Albany Fire. She says a 20-month-old boy and an 18-year-old woman died after their family car was swept away in Periwinkle Creek after it flooded a store parking lot. Meantime, Governor John Kitzhaber declares a state of emergency for four counties severely affected by flooding. They include Marion, Benton, Coos, and Lincoln counties. Kitzhaber's declaration clears the way for state resources to be utilized to assist the affected areas. Heavy rains and melting snow have caused flooding in western Oregon, forcing evacuations and causing road closures. The Red Cross has set up shelters throughout the region. Well, first it was snow and high winds, and now high water and rain are closing several state highways, including Highway 126 east of Florence.
This particular string of events over the past week has been somewhat unique from my perspective. I've been here 2.5 years, and I haven't experienced anything quite as intense over such a prolonged period of time.
That's ODOT's Rick Little. He says drivers need to slow down and expect detours. Keep an eye on tripcheck.com for the latest conditions if you are heading somewhere, especially on the western part of the state. Heavy snow and a warming trend combine to raise the avalanche danger level in the Cascades. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren has more.
Garth Ferber, the Northwest Avalanche Center, is watching avalanche conditions up and down the entire Cascade Range.
They're especially high in the South Cascades, the Mount Hood area, where we've had the most snow the past 3 days.
The up and down of temperatures creates unstable snow slab conditions.
And we do not recommend backcountry travel in avalanche terrain under these conditions.
He says avalanche prevention work has been started. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Deschutes County Attorney Mark Pilliod has filed suit against District Attorney Patrick Flaherty. According to an article in the Bulletin, the suit alleges Flaherty made false accusations that damaged Pilliod's reputation and violated his right to due process. The suit stems from the release of copies of job applications of newly hired deputy district attorneys. Some personal information was left unredacted, and that's something Pilliod says was unintentional. Flaherty, though, pursued charges against Pilliod of official misconduct under state law. The Senate plans to vote next week on anti-piracy legislation, but passage is in danger. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has local reaction.
The Senate vote is currently scheduled for next Tuesday, but following Wednesday's protest blackout by Wikipedia and other web giants, support is evaporating. Half a dozen of the 40 original co-sponsors withdrew their support. COCC computer professor Eric Magidson says internet users let their voices be heard.
The bills are so vague. And what they are, you know, what they do represent is, could really limit the freedom of the common person to put up a blog, say what they want, things to be posted. It really would over-commercialize the web.
Senator Ron Wyden is a leading opponent of the bills, saying though combating copyright infringement is important, he believes they would do extensive damage to the net. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Representatives with Facebook pitched their case to state leaders. They spoke yesterday at a special joint committee meeting of the legislature. The debate centers around how data centers should be classified and taxed. Spokesman Lee Weinstein says as they continue to grow, they need more certainty in how they will be taxed.
They had a very favorable reaction from the legislators at that hearing and are very optimistic that there'll be a legislative fix. This is ultimately a legislative issue, and we've had a couple of different departments with different points of view on it, and Facebook's point of view is that they need certainty as they move into the world market, and they're hoping that the legislature will address this in February.
Representative Mike McClain of Powell Butte plans to introduce a bill that will clarify tax issues surrounding enterprise zones and data centers. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. Our next local news at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.